View 15%.
Good day, and you're welcome to join us and explore and extend the right that you have to be free to have fun, be free to be you, as we are free to be me. I guess we are free to be us, but it doesn't sound good.
Like
free
that?
To be you and me. Yeah. Yes, there is, yeah. Roberta. Roberta Fasanelli here, epitomizing freedom, love, the pursuit of happiness.
The American way.
Yeah. Free love
yes,
everywhere.
She is the American dream.
She is. You're right. Right there. Or the American nightmare, yeah. Depending on your point of view.
Remember the American dream, Dusty Rhodes?
What? Dusty Rhodes was a disc jockey in Cincinnati.
Wrestling. The American dream, Dusty Rhodes. And
oh, he was a wrestler,
Sweet,
too.
Yeah. His manager, oh. Sweet Sapphire.
Oh, no,
yeah.
Really? No, I don't remember. Sounds like somebody that I might have wanted to know, though, at
the
one
knowledge
point.
Knowledge rolling around in that noggin sometimes
yep.
scares
Jennifer
me.
Knows what's going on. Jennifer Horn is here. Roberta is going to have her Queen of Cheap visitation. Big free Friday stuff for you later on in this hour. Jennifer's going to check the status of American Idol. Not looking too good. Let's see, what else do Oh, Snooki, though. We've got to get on to Snooki. That comes up. We're going to also meet a fellow named Jack Job, who has an interesting story to tell us about his life, and the story's worth some time, because there are probably things going on in his life, as he shares the story with us, that maybe you can find in your life as well. The first matter of business, however, here is to have a little laughter at 10 after, which we will have right after this on Good Day.
Motorcycle owners, here's something to stash in your saddlebags. GEICO could save you money on motorcycle insurance, and here's how easy it is. You call GEICO and speak to a specialized motorcycle agent who gives you a free rate quote. If you're like thousands of other riders, the rate is less than what you pay now. And before you can say, cha-ching, the agent also tells you about 24/7 emergency road service for less than a dollar a month. Savings. It's what we do for people. Call today for a free rate quote. GEICO. Saving people money on more than just car insurance.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Keep your data safe and easily accessible.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Backup Service is the only data storage solution that combines on-site hardware for rapid restores and cloud-based storage for disaster recovery. At just 50 cents per gigabyte per month and advanced deduplication technology to significantly reduce storage space requirements, the Barracuda Backup Service is the most affordable and efficient data storage solution for any size business. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
Energy efficiency interviews are brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Matthew, you know energy-saving light bulbs last 6 times longer than that old bulb in your lamp.
Yeah, well, I don't even live here.
Matthew, dinner's ready.
I never met that woman.
It's your favorite, Matt. Lasagna.
Don't you people knock?
Just give me the energy saver.
Millions of kids are using their energy wisely. What's your excuse? Learn more at loseyourexcuse.gov.
So the Doug Steffen Good Day program, always here happy to present something that you can smile about. This is a story about a shopkeeper, pretty frustrated guy. There was a young blonde who came in, and she said, well, I'm looking for these special alligator shoes. I want my own alligator shoes, and you don't have them. She kept coming into the store, and this guy couldn't get her what she wanted. So she said, you know what, I'm going to go out and catch my own alligator, get a pair of alligator shoes free. Shopkeeper replied with a sly smile, well, lady, why don't you go out there and give it a try, then see if you can actually do it. Thinking, of course, you know, she was just a dummy. The blonde heads off to the swamp, determined to catch an alligator of her own so she can have her own alligator shoes. So later on, the shopkeeper's on his way home. He drives past the swamp. And there he sees this young blonde standing waist-deep in the water. She's got a shotgun. As he stops the car, he sees this huge alligator swimming rapidly toward her. And with lightning reflexes, the blonde takes aim and shoots the alligator. And then she hauls it up onto the bank.
Yeah.
And the guy gets out of his car. He goes over to the bank. He sees 7 dead alligators all lying belly up. Shopkeeper stands there in amazement watching as the blonde moves mightily to maneuver the gator and flip it on its back. Then, rolling her eyes, she screams in frustration, "I can't believe it! This one's barefoot, too!"
I get it. No boots.
Good for you, Rich. Nobody can pull any fast ones over on you.
So what kind of alligators do have boots on it?
All right. Then we have two blondes, and then we have an honorary blonde. His name is Clay.
Oh.
All right. There's a story that I want to pass along that has, well, maybe there's enjoyment in it, but it's a different kind of enjoyment. The people who are realizing as they begin the new year, they don't have to go out and spend a lot of money to look fresh. The fresh, say it again, Doug. The fresh face look, which Roberta desires to have, Jennifer has, Richie even wants to have it. Clay doesn't have to worry about it. I will attest to using Night Skin and Tautinol on my face. I used Tautinol when I came downstairs at 4 o'clock this morning. Put it on, leave it on during the day. Sometimes a refresher, depending on whether I take a nap or not. This is the way for you to enhance your own body's ability to refresh the skin that's so important on your face. Lines, wrinkles, all that stuff. You want to look younger. You want to maintain your youthful looks. So here's the advice that comes from the folks at New Vitality. They have produced both Tautinol for the day use of most individuals, male and female, and Night Skin for the use of both men and women. Put on their face at night with Night Skin. Yeah, it's a face in a sense. If you got dry skin, you moisturize it with Night Skin. And the stuff, the protection of the daytime comes from Tautinol. Really is strongly, it opens up your pores so your skin can breathe. That's what you want. And then the continued use of Night Skin at night dramatically changes your face, the appearance of the wrinkles and those fine lines and the forehead lines. No Botox, no injections, nothing except natural collagen. That's what Night Skin is made from. And there are natural ingredients in Tautinol as well. So you'd like to know how to get this for your face. Tautinol daytime, Night Skin at night. Call 800-607-7078. Night Skin is like getting a full facial at night. Tautinol is like wearing a mask, only nobody can see it, to protect your skin in the daytime. Special deal for Tautinol, a free bottle of Night Skin is yours when you call 800-607-7078. You heard me say it correctly. A free bottle to get you started. When you see the results, you'll want to stay with Night Skin. Get started. Play. You're going to pay a small shipping and handling charge. That's fine. Call 800-607-7078 for great skin.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
All right, so the story of Jack Job, who joins us now. On the outsider to begin with, this man was a teacher with Kaplan Professional Schools, teaching courses there. And I guess maybe where we start, Jack Job, is what Kaplan, for those who don't know what Kaplan Professional Schools are, they're mostly, I think, in the West. They're schools, as the name suggests, that teach people to, are they in the East Coast? I don't know them.
Yeah,
in the Northeast, I don't know them.
Yeah.
They have them in Washington?
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Jack. Welcome. Happy New Year. What goes on? What are Kaplan Professional Schools? What do they train people to do?
Kaplan Professional Schools teaches people to get real estate license, insurance, anything along a professional line in the business related to could it be real estate, and certainly could be mortgages, things like that.
So
we put them through a comprehensive course just to get their license, their basic license.
In a business, in a sense, it's a business school that teaches business and professional. So it's sort of a quick way, a shortcut, if you will, to get, as you just suggested, some of these professional licenses that the states require you to have. You're selling something, then you're supposed to be certified, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So you taught there for how many years?
I taught there for 6 years.
Uh-huh. And why'd you leave?
I was asked to resign as a racist.
You're a racist? How did they declare or define you? How did they determine you were a racist?
Well, for five of the 6 years, I taught the class on racial discrimination, or discrimination under the law, put it that way.
Yeah.
And racial is certainly one of the aspects. So I would teach a story to my students, and this was my personal story. About several years ago, a broker put me in a car. I asked him to take me to a section of Denver called Park Hill. And he goes, oh, I'm not taking you to Park Hill. And I said, why not? And he said, well, you and your wife wouldn't be comfortable there. Well, Jackie wasn't with me that day, my wife. And I said, why wouldn't we be comfortable there? And he goes, well, it's too heavily black. And I said, really? I said, that's interesting, because my wife's black, my kids are half black, and my mother and father-in-law live in Park Hill. Well, every student in that class suddenly realizes, oh, my gosh, Mr. Joke could get this guy in serious problems. So I lighten the tension by going, gosh, I guess I should have told him my dark secret.
You referred to your wife being married to your wife
making
as
a
dark
right.
secret.
It's
yeah.
a play on words.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Okay.
I'm out the door.
So that, how
Are
did
you kidding
it...
me? They kicked you out for that?
2 weeks later, they call me in. They never told me. They never did an investigation. They never spoke with the student who called the National Call Center and made what we, my wife and I, both think it's a comment. We don't think it was a complaint. We just think she commented.
And
next thing I know, they put a confession in front of me and said, sign this. And it said that I had to admit that I had been making inappropriate racial remarks about my own wife.
Why did you sign it?
Wow.
I didn't sign it, sir. Oh. I have quit. I
okay, so you said,
door.
I'm not signing this, I'm leaving.
Face.
Uh-huh.
There's no integrity.
Mm-hmm.
And they told you that if you didn't sign it, that you would be fired?
Absolutely. He said, if you don't sign it, you're not the kind of employee that we want working here. We simply won't schedule you as a teacher anymore. We're not going to fire you because we're not going to pay unemployment.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Huh.
Yeah, no kidding.
So now what
Welcome
do you do?
Welcome to my world.
So now what?
Well, yeah, I understand your comment about I don't believe it, because everybody goes, well, gosh, there has to be something more. You had to do something more. Well, let me tell you, I have done something more. And they could have fired me for any of the things that I've done in the past. I'd had no teaching experience. I'd been a disc jockey. I used to be Jolly Jack Randall around Mount of Sound, sitting at KCCO, let's take a pick of the back, play some tracks.
You've got the voice for that.
Thank you very
well,
much.
Well, the only good to go is my Rusty Rack of Wrinkle Records.
I'm going to be the homeless guy on the street soon if I don't be careful.
Well, you can practice, get a bad hairdo, and you'll be all set, sir. You'll be
there. You go. Well,
so here's another example. This is something. The real reason that I had you come on today, because it sort of fits in with a lot of things that we've talked about this week. I referred to it as the politically correct hat trick. Business about professional journalists now being asked, if not required by the Society of Professional Journalists, when they're writing stories about illegal immigrants, to call them
undocumented workers.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. And then we had the what was the other story? Or there were two other stories.
You've got Huckleberry Finn.
Oh, the Huckleberry Finn N-word thing.
No, yep. The Navy guy.
Right, and then the Navy
Williams
guy, exactly. Owen Honors. So now you're number four. Jack, we have almost one per day this week of people who have stories to tell about situations in their life, and you wonder again who's really running the store, who's got the rudder of the ship here. You must have a website or something that you've put your story on. What is that?
No, actually, I haven't. I've told friends, and I got to you guys through a friend of a friend, in fact, an old high school buddy.
Yeah.
And he's known me, you know, for 40-something years now, and he was so appalled. He and I are very different politically, and he goes, you've got to tell people about this.
Well,
is just insane. Yeah.
You've told the story, Jack. Thank you for enlightening us. Good to have you here. Jack Schaub on Good Day.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MaineMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are 3 for $30. And Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica12.com. That's endofamerica12.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica12.com. That's endofamerica12.com.
Big American singer.
Can you?
Important songwriter and musician Bob Dylan, who wrote a piece this week that I found interesting. He said, dreams can lead us up a blind alley. Everybody has dreams. We go to bed, we dream. I've always thought of them as coming out of the subconscious. I guess you can interpret them. Dreams can tell us a lot about ourselves if we can remember them. We can see what's coming around the corner, and sometimes without actually going to the corner. How does it feel? For those of you who may have just joined us a few minutes ago, I told a story in the last hour about having a dream last night about Kiefer Sutherland.
Maybe you'll meet him.
Oh.
And I wondered what that was all about. It was a story, Roberta, of me. Somehow or other, I was in elementary school in Los Angeles, and I was on a park bench, and I was reading the newspaper and having a little lunch, and there's a recognition luncheon going on outside at this school, and one of the parents is Kiefer Sutherland. He's gone there with his daughter, and so after the luncheon is over, he comes over and sits on the park bench with me and starts talking about a lot of different things, and I engage him in conversation about everything except 24 and everything about his acting, just talking to him about life and what a cool place it was. The school was in a nice setting, yada, yada. And then, I don't know how long this went on. In my dream, it was vivid, though. I remembered it when I get up. And so I started talking to him about 24, because there is a mess with the movie script. And then, you know, I told him I was a fan of 24, yada, yada. Well, he didn't want to talk about 24, so he got up and left. So I just walked away from you. Yeah, I walked
how
away
rude.
From
you. Yeah. Did you cry and go, Jack,
I didn't. Yeah.
No.
Hey, thank you for that suggestion, though.
You just turned around and he was gone.
Yep.
I dreamed about Dr. Ken last night.
Really?
Why couldn't we switch?
I don't need to be dreaming about Dr. Ken.
Hey, when you realized Jack was gone, did you stand up and yell?
No, I didn't do it. 800.
Better every time, Rich.
510-8255. Okay. The 2020 trivia quiz has to do with a... I was this morning off on one of my... toots about government and big business and government being together, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So and everybody sort of when it came down to the Patriot Act or some of these other bills like the Senate Food Safety Bill, you know, when they find out they don't work or they find out that they aren't what they thought they were voting on, they pass the buck to somebody. Well, my assistant didn't tell me or I didn't know because I didn't have time, yada, yada, yada. So I thought about it for a minute and I was thinking of that term, passing the buck. Where is it from? Do you know? Why is shifting responsibility to somebody else called passing the buck? 800-510-8255 for Swell Doug Stefan Prize. Explain, if you will, please, why shifting responsibility to somebody other than you, you're probably responsible, but you don't want to take the responsibility. So the real story was, if you didn't hear, Roberta, the lady who runs NPR that fired Juan Williams a couple of months ago, got into such hot water, she saved her job by agreeing to do two things. Mm-hmm. One of them was not take a bonus for 2010. The other one was to fire the director of news and programming at NPR. So the woman who had nothing to do with the screw-up with Juan Williams is fired now because this woman was able to let the manure flow downhill. And that is, in my mind, a prima facie example of passing the buck. And then I thought, okay, why is it called passing the buck? I don't understand that. So why is it? Shifting responsibility is called passing the buck. Why? 800-510-8255. There is an historical reason for the phrase having been used. And you'll
find
out.
If you play the cards right, we might give you a little prize.
Nah, good for you, Richie. There's a nice clue. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use about technology, media, and entertainment. First up, Verizon is testing a new service that will allow you to control your home's devices from your smartphone, computer, or Fios TV. The system will have you turning off lights, locking your doors, and even controlling your thermostat. In other news, an FBI affidavit reveals an investigation into the denial of service attacks propagated by the groups Anonymous and 4chan. The attacks earlier this month temporarily disabled multiple websites, including PayPal, Visa, and MasterCard. Federal investigators say the attacks are felonies, not displays of activism. And finally, a recent poll by Rasmussen shows that the majority of Americans oppose FCC regulations of the Internet. Out of those polled, 54% oppose the regulations and 52% said that free market competition, not government, is the solution. While the opposition is clear, the issue isn't gaining public attention. Only 20% are following the regulations closely. For Doug Stefan's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Time now for the final round. Mike has blue eyes, Jim has brown eyes. What does Joe have?
Bronchitis?
Correct.
Yes.
If X marks the spot,
Y folds the laundry.
Correct.
Woo!
How many TV episodes and movies does Netflix let you watch for only $8 a month?
As many as you want.
Correct.
I can't believe that.
Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices, all for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Right now, before the dust settles on the holidays, the Home Depot has made a special buy on 20-gallon storage totes for just $4.88. They're durable, stackable, even color-coordinated for easy organizing, and priced to fit comfortably in any corner of your budget. It's part of our winter storage event, where we're lowering the cost of containing the clutter, starting with 20-gallon storage totes, now just $4.88. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While supplies last, U.S. only. See store for details.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's Friday, first Friday in January, first week under our belts already. How do you feel after this new year has begun? You feeling good? You got.
What is it with you and your nose?
You can't blow your nose when we're not
breathing.
On the air. No, you were not just breathing. You have sniffles, and they came through loud and clear.
I'm sorry.
A little juicy.
We have very sensitive microphones. This is a digital operation. We have the highest quality and best standards of anybody in the broadcast business when
that's
it
right.
comes to technology.
We all know
how
to keep to those standards.
I'm really eager to hear your sniffle and snot on the air.
All right, let's give her a little opportunity. Until
do
the
you want to hear what I can do with my armpit?
No, yeah. Now, you can talk about that when we talk about you announcing for the announcer, when you come forth as the new announcer on
She's
the Wheel of Fortune.
Vanna White.
Yeah, you guys think I'd be good at that, huh?
You'd be awesome.
All right.
The letters.
First, though, we have to get to the Queen of Cheap, Roberta Fasanelli, on the Good Day program. We have a lot of retail information, wholesale information. We want you to save money.
She's the Queen of Cheap, the diva who comes to life.
Kleenex. Okay, let's start with free admission to National Park. The dates for 2011, we've got them on the DougSteffen.com website for you. It includes January 15th through 17th coming up. It's the Martin Luther King Jr. birthday weekend. You get into all 394 national parks free, and there's several other dates throughout the year, and they're all listed for you. Free sample of stevia cane. Stevia cane is based on stevia. It's a plant that's naturally sweet, and
better for you than sugar. That's
much better for you than sugar.
Yeah.
And actually, I grow stevia in my backyard and just snip off the leaves and like put it in ice.
Is that what you call it? Those green plants? You
yeah,
tell
the
place
stevia.
That's stevia.
Yes,
you
want to
smoke
stevia.
Some stevia?
Yeah, smoke them too. It's nice and sweet. Free Tide pen to go on January 9th at 8 p.m. Free Wendy's French fries
yeah,
and
right,
sea salt.
Exactly. They're cooked in stevia too, folks. That's why they taste so good.
Vitamin D. And this is cool. Barnes & Noble is actually having a free story time for your kids every week. This week's book is Strega Nonna, and it's read by the author, and it's actually a video online with the
Strega
author.
Strega Nonna, is that how to grow stevia
right,
and other
right.
plants
Strega
in your backyard?
Means witch in Italian, and Nonna means grandma, so
Doug,
it's the witch grandma.
Yes. It's medical stevia, okay?
It's medical stevia. Yeah. We've got a free diabetic cookbook for you, which is actually really good if you're also on a low-carb diet. Mm-hmm. Free iTunes download by Jason Gray, free American Baby magazine subscription. This is cool. If you've adopted a dog, Pedigree Dog Food will give you a free month of dog food for your doggy. And we have a way for you to get free light bulbs at Ace Hardware, all listed on DougStephan.com or GoodDayShow.com.
Ace
Queen of Cheap
is the place for the friendly hardware man. Don't we have them as advertisers from time to time, Richie? Ace Hardware stores we've had.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yep. Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right. Roberta and her Queen of Cheap box is right there on the homepage of GoodDayShow.com. Get the coupons there. Save money with the Good Day supermarket coupons as well. Lots of ways to save money at this time of year or any time of the year. Let's get an answer to our question first before we move on to why the term passing the buck is used and where did it come from. Here is Don in El Paso. Hi, Don. Been a busy week. Good week for callers from KTSM. How are you doing?
Fine, sir. How are you?
I'm well. Thanks for asking. What's going on?
The answer that I got was that it was used as a marker for the dealer in playing poker. And at first it was a knife, and then later it was a silver dollar. I've used a coin, a nickel, or a shell casing myself. But anyway, that's where it came from.
Right. In card games, the original custom was to pass something, and it became a buck. Literally, a buck. It became a dollar, and a dollar. What I want to know is, as an aside to this, maybe somebody else can help us with this. How did a dollar get referred to as a buck?
Ah, here we go. This is never going to
end. Because
deers
like them.
Well, yeah. No, yeah, this could be one of those never-ending things, Rich. You're right.
How do we
get a buck out of a dollar? We all call it. How much do you want for that? I want a buck. All right, everybody
knows.
Silver
dollar.
That's a dollar.
The silver dollar replaced the knife that had a buck handle, so that's how it came along.
Oh, really? So it was a buck. You're talking about the antler, the horn.
Don knows everything.
Was the handle was made out of a horn.
The
horns, the antlers of a buck.
Well, I've got another possibility here.
Yeah.
On the American frontier in the late 1700s and 1800s, buckskins, I mean, basically the same thing, though,
yeah, right,
were used as trading instead of paper money.
Buckskins came, they were the hide from the buck.
This was shortened to one buck. The term transferred to paper money as the economy shifted from buckskins to greenbacks in the 1800s.
Huh. So a buck skin was worth the equivalent of a dollar?
Either way, it comes from the buck horn on the knife or
right,
the buck skin.
Got it.
Training for money.
All right. Good job, Don. Did you know that, or did you have to sort of knock around and find it?
I looked around on the Internet.
Yeah. See, there's nothing wrong with that.
Good
little
man.
And I see all the people you've informed. You've told millions of people. You've become a star in the minds of millions of people, Don, who are listening to this program all around the country and all around the world.
You'll be on the Today Show tomorrow,
yep,
telling
you're
your
gonna
story.
You're going to replace Ted Williams as the find of the day.
That's right.
All right?
I doubt it.
No.
You never
cold,
know.
Cold, high hopes. You can never tell. Something like that could happen. You get a call from KTSM, and they want you to come in and audition for a newsman or something.
That's right.
Have you ever heard that expression, a day late, a dollar short?
I have heard that.
A buck short.
Not interested. I want you to be a star. All right, Don, hold on just a second.
Yeah.
Richie or whoever's there, Peter's taking good care of you as callers, 800-510-8255. That's the story about how passing the buck got started. I was looking at ways, we've been talking today about how good the headline news is, the economy looking up, payrolls are rising, some of the various things that are going on as I look across the country at various newspaper headlines and television newsrooms, their news gathering, yada, yada, yada. And then I think, okay, there's a reality, though. There is a stark reality. We have, 9.4% unemployment, and it'll probably hang around 9%, maybe go a little below that. But it's going to be a tough thing to overcome. So if you still find yourself in a place where you don't want to be economically, and you got to do things to be able to pay the bare essential bills in order for you to maintain yourself, How many of you have sold things that you don't need? How many of you have sold?
Craigslist is my best friend this last year.
All kinds of things on Craigslist, eBay.
I got
eBay.
A little jar. I mean, I probably shouldn't say this, but I got a little jar where all the things I've sold on Craigslist in the last 6 months,
money
I just
you put in
the
jar?
In. Yeah, there's $600 in that jar.
Yeah.
Where do you keep it?
What do you like to know?
Yeah. That's it. But see, I consider that to be very intelligent, frankly. Maybe you have a house that has an extra bedroom and you don't have anybody in it, so you rent it out to somebody. There are people all the time. You can go online. And I did. When I was looking around Los Angeles for a place for Charlotte and I to stay for a couple of months because nobody's got any room for me, and I rented out my house, so I kind of outfoxed myself, outsmarted myself. There were no real places to go that I could go to that were comfortable, that were close to where Tony is. And so I was looking on West Side Rentals, and I went to Craigslist and other places for renting a room. And there are tons of people who are renting out rooms. You can put an ad in the newspaper, real estate section. If you live in a tourist area, a lot of people want to rent rooms, even by the week. And so, you know, and people want to know who you are, and that may be the dicey part of it. You got to know who you're renting to. But there are people that are interested. There are folks who are taking on tasks in their neighborhood. I know a guy in my neighborhood who is retired and he needs some extra money, and he offered to blow off people's driveways and rocks. He got one of those little walk-behind snowblower things. Because if you hire somebody to plow your driveway, it's going to cost, at least around here, up to $100 for a guy to come in with a truck every time it snows and plow out your driveway. This guy... goes around, he's got the little blower in the back of his pickup truck, and he goes to people's houses, and he's doing it for $25. So, and it's cash, whoosh, right in your pocket. And so, those sorts of things. Hopefully, there's an idea or two that may come to you that are valuable. What did you start to say, Clay?
When I first moved to the city, or New York City, I didn't really have a job or really any plan. I just wanted to get into radio.
Yeah.
And I got my first job in the city on my fifth day because I spent my first 5 days doing nothing but trolling Craigslist and responding to every post I could.
That's what you do. That's how you make money, you save money. There are so many different ways that you can survive, and I'm dedicated to helping you find a few here and there as I can. And from that point, we move on to another item of interest, or two or three or four. Jennifer is going to fill us in on the Wheel of Fortune announcer gig that's available. Plus, there are ratings already on American Idol, and they aren't great. So we'll find out what's going on. A little kiss and tell coming up here on Good Day.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do only dogs hear dog whistles?
You can enjoy multi-car safety feature and good driver discounts when you switch to Geico. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know. Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Live from Progressive.
Hello again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm your heart, and I gotta get something off our chest. It's about our cholesterol, and I'm not speaking just for me, because high cholesterol affects our whole body. So let's ask our doctor about garlic, okay? Garlic's clinically proven ingredient helps maintain healthy cholesterol naturally. That's why pharmacists recommend it most. And unlike other brands, you only have to take one garlic tablet a day, not five or six. Plus, it's tasteless and odor-free. So like they always say, eat right, exercise, garlic. Oh, and use as directed.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Reduce email storage and get compliant.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver is an integrated hardware and software solution that indexes and preserves all email communication and attachments. With no per-user fees and a quick setup, the Barracuda Message Archiver is the best solution for reducing the cost of email storage while ensuring government and litigation compliance. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
All right, we've got some very interesting material here, as we hope to every moment of the day bring you interesting material. American Idol. According to The Hollywood Reporter today, Jennifer, only 47% of their past viewers say they are even remotely interested in watching the show. In fact, 67% of those surveyed said the best days of American Idol are over.
Oh, so, well, that's sad. You know,
but most people object to Steven Tyler. People like Jennifer Lopez.
I don't know if they like her.
Really?
I don't think
so. They don't like Steven Tyler.
Yeah,
so
I don't think
they don't like Jennifer
either
Lopez either.
Yeah.
So that means, why didn't they just bring back, they've got Randy, bring back Paula. Now she got her own show, so she doesn't care.
Right.
But, you know, find some people. They were talking to Elton John. That would have been fantastic.
Something
yeah, like that
would have been pretty cool. You know, I'm going to give it a shot. We'll see. I have a feeling we're down to the last few, seasons of American Idol.
Yep, right. Mm. Anyway, we've got the Jersey Shore show on last night. Our friend Nicole Polizzi. That'd be a good
Snooki.
That'd be a good trivia question. What's Snooki's real name? Nicole Polizzi is now selling, according to today's New York Post, Roberta. She's selling her novel. This week in the store, it's called Sure Thing. She's hired a New York firm to manage the release of her Snooki licensed products, fuzzy slippers, big sunglasses, and handbags.
If you want to be like Snooki, you can be like her. Yay!
I was just going through some of the audio that we have from the show to see if we could play something.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Pretty much every cut in it has... This B-I-T, you know, I mean, just...
Really? So we can't play any of it?
Nah.
Snooki.
Even the theme
this?
Song has a cuss word in it.
Really? Wait a minute. But speaking of cuss words, last night, Bleep My Dad Says was on. It's the William Shatner vehicle, which has been very highly rated, top 10 show. So is there anything, did you listen to that? Is there anything we can play from there that...
I would imagine we can get away with that.
Yeah. Which part? I don't know these people, though. That's the problem. I just am looking for Shatner. Some guy named Ed.
That's Shatner. Is Ed.
Ed is Shatner?
Yes.
Okay, so let's hear Ed go into Mexico.
Let's go do something fun. Henry, if I wanted to do something fun, I'd have gone to Tijuana with $18 and quarters.
It's a pretty funny show. It's a good vehicle for Shatner.
Yeah. All right, Jen, what else do we have cooking?
It's a big Sunday coming up this weekend. You've got The Cape starting on NBC at 9 o'clock. This one looks kind of good.
Is that what Cape Cod?
Yes, sure. I don't know. It's a mystery. It's a murder mystery.
The guy who wears Cape Fear.
Yeah, Cape Fear. There you go. All right. And
You're almost there.
Sunday finale, Sarah Palin's Alaska's over. Aren't you happy?
Oh,
8 o'clock Sunday night. Kendra's over at 10 o'clock on E! And there's some news today. Susie Orman will have her own show launching on the Oprah Winfrey Network. It's called Money Class, and she will be the creator and the host of the show. She's meeting families, couples, people, and guiding them through, like, you know, reachable, attainable financial goals.
Right.
CNN made a big announcement today. Doug, you'll be excited. Piers Morgan's show debuts on January 17th. His first guest will be Oprah. That's a big score for him. Hey,
are you kidding? It's not a score. Oh, she's everywhere. She'd come on this show to plug the own network. Give me a break.
Animal Planet is getting ready to launch Mike Tyson's new show. It's a docudrama called Taking on Tyson.
What
does he do? Like box with bears or something?
No, it's his lifelong passion of raising pigeons and pigeons racing.
Pigeon racing. He's all into pigeon racing.
Really?
Yeah,
isn't that strange?
I'm into pigeon shooting on the farm.
It's very strange.
Also, if you've been married more than 3 times and you're between the ages of 25 and 50, we have a little casting call for you. You need to have some high-energy personality, but if you have some drama, you know, kids from multiple men, that sort of thing, there's a cable network that's looking for you. All you have to do is email bridescasting@gmail.com.
What about the Wheel of Fortune and you?
I'm gonna do it. Will you help me with my video, Clay? Will you give me some ideas to make me stand out?
Yeah.
I want to be
a radio people. Laura came from Dallas.
To make you stand out.
Right.
Oh, plus sad news. Anne Frances, Honey West died.
Yeah.
Sad.
Oh. 51 after the hour. It's the Good Day program.
We'll work with it together, Jim.
Oh, yeah.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
For you.
Time now. Tom Parsons, the traveler's best friend, is the producer of the site bestfare.com, quoted widely every week. There's something going on in travel. He's usually the guy that the big newspapers and magazines call up and the television stations. They want to know how they can better get a buck saved here or there in travel. And there have been a lot of people talking about the American Airlines thing. We talked last week about how they got dumped out of Expedia, I think, and then subsequently they took themselves out of the first of the year, one of the other sites,
Orbitz.
And now Sabre, and I don't want to get too deeply involved inside, but Sabre is a company they used to own. They developed Sabre as a way to sell their own tickets. And now the company, which isn't any longer an American company, used by a travel agent, you use it to book your, all the stuff that I book, it's always on Sabre.
Right.
So
is Expedia. Expedia books through Sabre. You asked me last week, am I going to pull American Airlines? If Sabre pulls, and they can do that in August, if they decide to pull American Airlines fares worldwide, and you have to remember, this is a company that Travelocity uses, Expedia, bestfares.com uses it. Closer to 60% of every airline ticket booked in the world is on Sabre.
So,
and they're threatening to pull American completely off the system.
Why?
Because Americans trying to bypass them. They put the pressure on Orbitz, and that was really directed towards WorldSpan and Amadeus. And by the way, WorldSpan used to be owned by Delta, TWA, and Northwest, and they sold it off.
Yeah.
And the airlines had this stuff in their hands years ago and sold their, you know, it's like they sold their soul.
Mm-hmm.
And now they wish they had it back. And so they have contracts, and every time you book a ticket with, let's say Americans discount with Sabre is probably about $11 with the discounts. Now Sabre says, we're pulling your discount. So they're now going to end up paying about $14 per ticket until they resolve
it. So American, I mean, let me understand this. When I buy a ticket through you, that is on Sabre, I buy my American tickets because America and I fly most of the time, not because I love them, but because I have the most miles and it's easiest to sit up front with them versus somebody else, and they go where I want to go most of the time, do what I want to do, yada, yada. So you get $11 every time. Let's say I just booked a round trip from L.A. to Washington, up to Boston, back to L.A. for a couple of weeks from now.
Yeah.
And out of that fare, you got $11?
I didn't get $11. Sabre did.
Sabre got $11.
Right. Now, America doesn't want to pay that $11.
Oh. What do they want to pay?
So they want to do, they went to Orbit and says, we want you to do direct access. We do not want you to send it to WorldSpan or Amadeus, and they've also told Expedia that they were planning to do that. But that then puts Sabre at the point where they're interfering with their partners. American's trying to put pressure on them so they can avoid and bypass and go around the back door and avoid those $11 fees. And Sabre says, you ain't going to play this game. If you want to play the game, I'm going to throw everything that you can think of at the world at you, and you're going to wish you'd never woke up.
All right. So then let's say I came to you. Let's say Sabre pulled out, and I came to you and said, I want an American ticket.
I would just probably say one of our agents would book it on AA.com.
No.
You know, it's a terrible program. They're trying to make people use an untested product. Imagine if every airline in the world, just not the 10 or 12 we have in America, but every international airline decided to do that. It would be a computer nightmare.
How does the customer lose? The bottom line is, how do the people who are buying the tickets, how do they lose?
If you've ever seen Sabre, it's a lot of garbly gook. You have to know codes, the days of the week. What we do is we take that information today and bring it to bestfares.com, try to make it look pretty. Okay, we'd love to put other things in there, how much the change fees are on that one airline, how much your baggage fees would be, but the airlines aren't giving us that info right now. But you get there and then get to look across the board on bestfares.com, for example, and you get to see who's selling the fares the cheapest between point A and B.
All right, to which?
There you go.
The deal from Los Angeles and or the West Coast to Las Vegas.
Well, no, we get it all over the country.
All okay, over the country. All right, so what's the deal?
So the deal, this is always our hottest deal. You got to go to Doug's page or go to bestfares.com.
Gooddayshow.com.
Because we have a promotion code and a special link. But if you were living in Los Angeles and wanted to go midweek, three nights, and yes, it's not the best of hotels, but we have 11 different hotels, using the cheapest hotel, the airfare, three nights hotel, and show tickets to Cirque du Soleil, and ten different shows you can choose from, $89, and that's round.
That's the whole thing. Not $89 a night, $89
for three nights.
That includes flying there, going to the hotel. The only thing you're not paying for is your gambling and your food out of that, right?
Couple of extra shirts.
Yeah,
that way, when you lose one, you'll have
right,
another
yeah,
one.
Yeah, you lose your shirt. I go to BestFares. Go to DougStefan.com. Click on a Tom's picture in the contributors box. Bring you right there to the specials for Good Day Show listeners. 59 past on Good Day.